Good morning. Time for a cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Josh Hompo and Diane Ugar with the Wichita and Affiliated Tribe. So, Josh, thanks for coming in today. Good to have you.
Hey, George. Good morning. Good to be here.
And Diane, good morning. Glad to have you on the show today.
Good morning, George. It's always a pleasure.
Want to talk about several things going on with the tribe. We've had a busy several weeks, and it's kind of capping off today. But we want to thank our Cool Conversation sponsors for helping us out, and they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma. So, Josh, just talk about some of your projects a little bit that you've had over the last few weeks.
George. Last week we had the Live Well event at the COVID Command Building in Anadarko, Oklahoma. That was a mental health awareness event. We had the DJ MC1 there. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. He's one of the Thunder DJs. He came down, performed his DJ mix. We had the Oklahoma Association there. They was able to drum, perform a couple of songs for the community there.
So just a big mental health awareness day, right?
Yes.
Because and that's a topic that's becoming more and more prevalent these days.
Yes, we have several programs at the Wichita and Affiliated Tribes that deal with mental health. They're at the SAMHSA building in Anadarko. They was able to put that event together, and it was a great turnout.
Diane, talk about the event that's going on today.
This morning we have the Men's Health Awareness Color Run, and we are doing that at Ranlick Park at 8 a.m., and they will run, I believe, 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And staff will be there. Interns that we have at the health programs is going to be there. And we're just going to splash colorful chalk all over the place and to support the men's health.
If you've never seen or participated in a color run, it's really pretty interesting for sure.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It is. With us throwing the chalk, we get about as much color on us as the participants that are running. So
right. Very good. Okay, so Josh, just talk about some other things that you guys might be doing this summer or planning for later this fall.
Yeah, so actually June is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And so June 14th, the Alzheimer's Disease Program Initiative, which is the ADPI, which is our program, we are hosting an Alzheimer's Awareness event there at the Wichita Affiliated Tribes Complex. We were going to have a 5K fun run. We're going to have a walk for the participants. And at the event, we're going to give away T-shirts for those that sign up. We're going to have informational booths. We're going to have the Alzheimer's Association Oklahoma chapter there. They are going to speak and bring awareness to the community about this disease.
And Diane, you've been working with this program for a couple of years now, I guess?
Yes, sir. I have been here for 2 years, and it's been really a wonderful privilege to get out there and spread the awareness to our Native communities. We have touched on stigma in the last time that we had a conversation, and I think, you know, our communities that we serve has become comfortable in wanting more education and know where they could go or how they could go about getting the help that they need. So we also end up continuing with our music therapy. We also encourage them to have a healthier diet, physical activity to promote that brain health.
It's so scary for family members when an elderly family member, you know, contracts Alzheimer's or dementia. And this program is just a great support for caregivers.
Yes, and with that being said, we have ended up introducing a support group down at the Anadarko Library once a month, first Wednesday of every month from the hour of 5 to 6. And so if there's anyone out there that needs help or have questions of with their family that they're caring for, they can always reach out to us. If they want to come and participate in the support group, I encourage it. We do things a little bit different in our support group. I use a lot of painting or coloring, something to occupy the mind to make them feel more comfortable and easy that they're not alone. And so it helps with conversation as well. And so
the music therapy is fairly new. I mean, it just introduced, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how that's been working out.
That's been awesome. We had almost 90 participants that end up participating in the music therapy. And it was nothing but great feedback.
Talk about how that works.
So with the music therapy, we go back to the early ages of their comfort, of their music, to bring back them happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
When family hears a song that grandma listened to, it also starts a conversation because grandma's more subject into talking about when she was younger. And she remembers those times, and it makes her very happy. So if grandma's happy, the family's happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have that saying, happy life, happy wife. Well, same way with grandma and grandpa, mm-hmm. you know. If grandma and grandpa's happy, they're happy. And so
now, is this something they do in their own homes?
Yes, they do in their own homes. We end up bringing a device into them that's very elder-friendly, that's really actually neat.
How does it work?
It's a device that's like an old-style radio
mm-hmm.
from back in the 50s. And it has a button. That's it. You just push the button, and it goes to the next song. You put the lever down, it'll stop. You raise the lever up, and it starts where you left off at.
Okay.
And so a lot of our elders really enjoy that part, mm-hmm. that future, because, you know, they could stop where they're going and listen to the conversation that family might be having with them. And then it's like, okay, grandkids left, so I'm going to go back to my music. And they're back at the same song that they left off at. So they really enjoy that future.
How many songs? Do you have any idea?
The music box holds up to 1,000 songs. We provide the first 20, but this is a device that they're able to keep. It does not come back to us. So their family or loved one, whoever's able to download more music on that device, is more than welcome to. And so
there's just like an app or a website they can go to download the music?
Yes, and the instructions are in the box, so the device comes with the equipment for them to do it themselves as well.
Is there a cost for that equipment?
No, sir.
Okay, wow.
No, sir.
Okay. All right, so they just reach out to you to get information about that, huh?
Yes.
How do they do that?
They can either call, go on the website. We have referrals on the website that they could end up tending to, as well as coming down into my office. If they can't find me, they could find my director or the other specialist, Angela Prince. And so the three of us are usually there, and we're more than welcome to help.
And this is throughout pretty much Southwest Oklahoma,
yes.
As far as that goes?
Yes, we serve 10 counties in Southwest Oklahoma. So.
I'm not going to ask you to name all of them.
Yes.
But mostly Southwest Oklahoma, yes, I guess.
Exactly.
We could just say Anadarko, Chickasha, Mountain View, Lawton, I guess.
Go
down to Altus, maybe?
Yeah, Altus, okay. Duncan.
All right. Duncan. How about Weatherford, that area?
No.
Okay. All right.
Area.
Okay.
Kind of service the IHS service areas, so
right.
Like Southwest Oklahoma, like you just named.
Okay.
Again, Diane and Angela are the dementia care specialists on the program, and they are doing a great job with tending to the clients, tending to the caregivers, and I'm very much proud of them and everything that they've done for this program.
Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on The Cool Conversation. Josh Hanpo and Diane Hugar with the Wichita and Affiliated Tribes on the show, talking about basically the Alzheimer's awareness and Alzheimer's programs that you guys have. It's been obviously been very successful.
Yes.
So talk about, as we're into the summertime now, and mm-hmm. Your services are obviously available any day of the week.
Yes,
if needed. So
Monday through Friday, we got to come out Saturday, we can.
Okay.
I want to speak about the Alzheimer's Awareness Event again. Since it is the summertime, we are going to have water bottles that we're giving out for free. Come and get a water bottle if you can. We're going to have snacks provided. We're going to have, I think, like house slippers that we're giving out,
okay.
donated to us. So all this is going to be at the Alzheimer's Awareness Event on June 14th.
Starting when again?
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yep.
Okay, so get there early, right?
Yes. Get
there early. We're not gonna say anything about the weather. We just hope it's going to be good.
Yeah.
But we do have a backup plan due to the weather, because we all live in Oklahoma and we all know how it goes. So.
All right. So what's your plan B then?
Plan B is we'll move it inside.
Okay. All right.
Our train is not going to stop because of the weather.
There you go. Yeah, you can do a 5K indoors. It just takes a few more laps around the gym, I guess, right?
Yep, that's very true.
All right. What about this fall? Anything planned coming up here when weather gets a little cooler, I guess?
I don't know if it's going to be too cool, but in August, the Wichita and Affiliated Tribes is hosting the Wichita Annual Dance. Right now, they are currently accepting donations and sponsorships. You can contact 405-247-2425, and the extension is 117. Again, that's the Wichita and Affiliated Tribes annual dance that they host every year. It is at the Wichita Tribal Complex Dance Grounds.
But no date is set just yet?
No date.
Okay.
Sometime in August.
So stay tuned, as they say, I suppose. All right. Josh, thanks for coming today. We appreciate your time. And Diane, always appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us here at the radio station. So how do folks get a hold of you if they want more information? You want to do a, I don't know if you can do an email or website or phone call or something like that.
My number is 405-247-2425. And my email address is diane.hugar@wichitatribes.com.
Yeah, my email address is josh.hompo@wichitatribe.com. You can get a hold of me at 405-247-8675 is my direct work number. We also have Angela Prince. You can get a hold of her at angela.prince@wichitatribe.com.
Great. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it very much. Josh Hompo and Diane Hugar with us on our Cool Conversation program today. And a big thanks for our sponsors for hanging out with us. And they are Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.